Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Oh, what's up, my little glazed donuts?
Happy Friday.
What's going
Here
on,
we are.
Happy Donut Day, you guys.
Hey,
oh,
yeah. Love today.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, today's a big day. Happy National Donut Day. Krispy Kreme is giving everyone a free donut, any kind. No purchase necessary. You just walk in and get yourself a ding-dang donut today.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I want to know more places that are like that, because a lot of them are like you have to buy something and then you get a donut. But Krispy Kreme's doing it right.
They're like, please take our donuts.
Celebrate Donut Day.
Duncan says they'll give you a free donut if you buy a coffee or beverage.
See?
Right.
I'm just saying. Krispy Kreme's doing it right, though.
Some donut stats this morning. Over half of us have brought donuts to work before. I've done that.
Yeah. We all have done that, right?
And it says you think more highly of the people that do it. All of a sudden, they're your bestie, and you're like, this is a good guy.
Yeah.
That Kevin, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Only 1% of Americans hate donuts, which is my wife.
What?
His marriage is doomed. I'm telling you guys.
Like,
I'm telling you.
All donuts?
She's like, I'm just not a fan of donuts. Don't like donuts.
Wow.
And I'm like, you need to pack your things and move out.
Well,
time for you to get out of the house.
It's a weird thing because there are so many different kinds of donuts that usually you can find one that fits your speed. You know,
the chocolate on chocolate,
like,
all day long,
yeah.
Or those old-fashioned ones that are kind of crinkly, crunchy looking. Oh,
exactly.
My God. But yeah, like her mom was over yesterday and brought a big old box of donuts and I was like, please take these home with you because I'm on a no sugar kick, very minor sugar kick right now. And I was like, Nicole won't eat these. And so she was a little offended, like in her face. She was like, really? I was like, yeah, Nick Nack doesn't eat donuts.
Wow.
I know. Even her mom was like, she needs to move out.
That's not right.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see if any of our coworkers bring donuts in today. We shall see. What are you guys thinking about this weather? I know I don't talk weather because I'm not 80 years old, but I'm getting a little moist.
I need it to be over.
I'm getting a little moist now. It's humid in here. I'm tired of the moisture. I'm feeling really bad for places like Elitch's and Waterworld.
Yeah.
Trying to run their businesses.
Yeah.
And today we're supposed to get hit again. Possibly big hail.
Yeah.
What?
Just really any kind of outdoor festivity, which this time of year there's a lot of them.
That's what it's all about.
They're all being dampered for, you know.
How are you guys
complaining
about this?
I got mushrooms growing in my yard.
Yeah.
You guys, in like next week when it's going to be what? Straight 80s and dry again, you're going to be like, well,
perfect.
We need the moisture.
Well,
we need the moisture.
I'm going outside and having a cocktail.
This is not normal for us because we've gotten more rain in the month of May than Seattle or Portland.
That's why I'm like, why are you complaining?
Because we got over 4 inches already. Like, we got a lot of rain and we're not used to it. So it's like we are used to sunshine and happy
and
days
happiness, yes.
And go outside
humans.
And play. And
nothing's ever good enough,
this
is it?
This is patio weather. We should
it's
be having
wet.
Lunches on patios right now in June, enjoying the summer weather. And here
we
are with our raincoats on and stupid pink button up shirts today.
This rainstorm this rainstorm didn't even come in till late yesterday, though. Like, if you were out yesterday
it's been
at
like
noon,
a week of it.
It was fantastic.
It's been
65 and sunny.
Ugh. Just when people are getting home from work, they want to go sit on their back patio with a margarita.
Well, get a covered
and
patio.
Decompress.
Yeah.
And it's rainy and cold.
What's
you guys
been
sit
lucky?
Out there with a hoodie and a hot cocoa.
You guys are raining on everybody's parade.
Well,
come
not
on
us.
Now.
It's the actual rain. But no, I was able to enjoy it because, again, like you said, the rain didn't really start till like 4 or 5 at night every night this week. So I got out and enjoyed it. But you're right. Those people who get off work at 5, it's like, welcome to your day
welcome
the rest of the day.
Everything's cloudy and now it's going to get dark. Yeah. Now you can go cry yourself to sleep because you have a miserable existence and you hate your life. And now it's raining.
Well, the rain does help when we're sleeping, though. I do like
it's
when
so
it rains
nice.
When
yeah,
I sleep
because sure.
it's like rock me like a baby. You
know?
Yeah.
I get you some
it.
Rain, Katie.
I love it when I'm sleeping.
Well, and Jerry, you have those skylights. Isn't that nice to see the rain?
No, because you hear click, 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 and you were like, oh my God, is it going to hail and break the skylight?
Oh,
it was coming
gosh.
Down so hard last night. I was like, here we go. The skylight's going to break.
I will say,
a flooded bathroom.
On your way in, did you have some fog? It looked really foggy towards
not
the
today.
West.
I
not
today. I usually do when I cross Chatfield, but there wasn't any today.
All right.
Yeah. I did get out and about yesterday. So I work out at various rec centers, and there's one that I go to that I got to be gentle with this because I have mad respect for the elderly community.
Mm-hmm.
I have mad respect for our
of
elders.
You
we
do.
Need to learn from them and treat them well. Mad respect for the elders. But there was a lot of Q-tips at this location that I go to.
Oh, yeah?
And God help them, man. When they're working out, like, I want to go help them because they're doing everything wrong.
Oh, but they're out there moving their joints at least.
And that's the thing. Like, I'm like, I can't knock these folks because, man, I hope I'm doing that when I am their age. I'm still at the gym making an effort, working in, out in my jeans and a belt and yeah. and getting my fitness on. And I saw so many things yesterday where I was like, oh, my God, that poor little old man's going to snap himself in half or he's going to snap an arm or... That is not how you bench press.
Okay, that's like, kind of scary.
Like,
yeah.
he was laying there bench pressing, and you know, you go all the way down, you know, almost touch your chest, and then go back up. All the way down. He was going, like, about an inch. He's going, an inch down, inch up. And he's got a bunch of weight on there. I'm like, oh, God, something bad's going to happen. Oh. He's going to slip, and it's going to come down on him.
Maybe it was his modified workout, because he can't do the actual all the way down.
No, he was fine. Like, no, he could.
Well,
he
shouldn't
could.
Be doing the... And, but it yeah.
was, and then there's another guy on the cable machines, and he would pull the cable all the way out and stand way out here and then just do this, like, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Like, an inch, you know? I'm like, you're not doing anything, dude.
No.
That thing's just going to go wham back against the thing. Like, let me ask you, would it be rude or inappropriate to go over to these... The greatest generation? I'd be like, you're doing it wrong?
I think they'd probably find a reason
they
to...
They would take offense.
I know, yeah. I just...
Okay, because I thought about it, but I let it go yesterday. I was like, I don't want to see these guys get hurt, but... I don't want to be that guy who goes up to him either and be like, hey, let me tell you what you're doing wrong.
Well, they're going to be, you know, I've been doing this since the 50s, sure. What are you talking about?
I know, and that's the thing. It's like, I've got mad respect, and I don't want to make them feel bad or...
Let them injure themselves, Jerry.
Just let them.
They'll learn. Let them. If they get injured, they will learn.
One guy was doing this weird... I don't know what he was doing, but I seriously thought he was going to snap himself in half.
I don't even know what he was doing.
And I didn't know whether to go stop him or get my phone out, so I got some really good video.
Oh, jeez. You're like, world star.
Let's document this, actually.
Yeah. So anyway, that was my day yesterday. I know Josh has a story. Katie, what's your fridge issue you wanted to talk about, too?
Well, no, and it's funny. I just came home yesterday, and I ran to the grocery store to grab some stuff. And I have such a schedule when I get home, and I wanted to go out and get on my walk, right? Because I knew it was going to rain.
Your
so
fitness.
I was like, I've got to go on my four-mile walk. And I went into my fridge, and I noticed that the beef roast that I had bought two days ago had completely leaked blood all over the bottom of my fridge.
That is the worst.
That's disgusting.
You got to put it in a tray when you're in there.
You do. Yeah. I knew that was my problem. Yep. I had it in a bag and I had it in the bottom and I was going to put it in the freezer, which I'm glad I didn't because it leaked everywhere. But then it was my conundrum, right? It's like, do I clean this now or do I go on my walk and come back and clean it then?
No, you clean it then.
No, I went on my walk.
Really? So you just let the blood drip everywhere?
I took everything
it's
off
like
the bottom.
It's like an old guy working in the gym.
Except that.
Blood
and
everywhere.
I cleaned up a little bit of it. I did, but I was like, no, I want to go on my walk. I don't want this to ruin my day.
It's a future
like that
Katie problem.
That's a future Katie problem.
Just let
problem.
It keep dripping all over my
Thank
produce in the bottom drawer.
No, nothing. It wasn't dripping on
anything. Actually, I know you. There's no produce there.
There is produce in there. But I thought it was funny because I wanted to ask you what would you guys do, and now I know.
Oh, right
you would
away.
Have cleaned it
up.
Yeah, right
first of all, it wouldn't have been an issue because it would have been in a
Well, if
a
you
tray.
Did have a mess in your fridge.
I will say, though, that I've been there, not to bust your chops too much. And the worst is, that doesn't bother me as much as chicken for some reason.
Because it's gross.
You always hear the horror stories about salmonella and chicken, and you're going to get bird flu and worms and, you know, whatever. Chicken grosses me out, and it's like stringier, you know, and just the blood. Yeah, you clean up the blood and move on.
Yeah, it's slimy.
But
the
still,
chicken juice.
Like when that happens, you're like, man, now I've got to disinfect my entire refrigerator.
Well, and I do a really good job at keeping my fridge clean. Like if something spills, immediately I clean it up. My little condiment area, there's nothing. Like I clean off all my bottles after I'm done. So this really threw me for a loop. It's like, do I keep this trend going? Do I keep being clean, Katie, or
Did
do
you cook
I
the roast?
Go on my walk.
Did you crock
I'm
pot
put it?
It
in the I'm gonna put it in the crock pot.
Solid,
yeah, but I was gonna put it in the freezer because Zoe can't come over until Sunday. But now
Zoe.
I'm like, do I want to freeze a roast just to make it on Sunday? I'm
no, you
not
do not.
Do that,
you make it now.
Right? Exactly.
You tell her to bring over Chick-fil-A when she comes. Exactly. For God's sake.
And roast. Oh my goodness.
No, you're making the roast
That's
now.
Living.
That's a lot of food. Yeah.
All right, Josh, real quick, what did you do last night?
We just had a fun little family movie night. It was the last night my family was in town, so we wanted to hang out. And I actually don't know how this happened, but I got in charge of choosing the movie. And it's so hard to choose a movie for like 17 people that no one's ever seen. And so we were just throwing out movie after movie, and none of us were like, I've seen that, whatever. That one wasn't good. Doesn't have good reviews. And so I finally threw out one from like the late 2000s that I was like, maybe we haven't seen before. I've seen it, but Tropic Thunder. Have you guys seen that movie?
It's been forever.
Okay, so it was...
It's kind of a naughty movie.
Well, you know, I just remember laughing really hard, and now I remember why I laughed really hard, but it's not necessarily a family movie, and it's one of those movies that a lot of just very, very crude humor.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, Tom Cruise is Les Grossman, which is one of the funniest things that he has ever played, in my opinion. Like, it's just so not Tom Cruise at all. And so I wanted to say, I said, there is a cameo in this movie that I don't think you guys can figure out who it is, because it just doesn't look like him at all. So they go through the whole movie, and they finally find out that Tom Cruise is Les Grossman, and they all freak out. They, you know, start crying laughing because he's just such an odd, weird character. But yeah, there's a lot of jokes in there that it's more fun to watch with your friends and not so much with your aunt, uncle, parents, little cousins, and
you're
all
very
that
religious
stuff.
Family.
Your religious family.
Religious family as well.
What are you doing?
My favorite part was that in 98% of the movie, they laughed really hard at. So I was like, oh, thank God. Because that was a lot of pressure on me. I was nervous that I was seeing some of these scenes. I was like, oh, gosh, I forgot.
Oh,
they're doing some saying some funny stuff. But I'd say 98% we got
grandma,
some good laughs.
Grandma, cover your ears.
Luckily, Grandma was not there. So that was the good thing. It was pretty funny, man.
That was awesome.
That movie's hilarious. I have not seen
it. It's been a minute since I've seen it.
Probably since 2008. But
so I shouldn't pick it for family movie night is what you're saying.
Give it some time until the kids grow up.
Grow up
Yeah. Right. Wait till they're both in high school.